Welcome to Corey's Conscious Living Podcast, where you'll find bedtime stories for children of all ages. Are you ready to meditate with Corey? Make sure that you're all snuggly and warm in your bed so that you can relax your body as you listen to the story. Stephanie was pacing in her bedroom. She had had the worst day. She'd had an argument with her friend at school, and she was really mad and upset about that. She got home and got in trouble for not cleaning her room when she should have done, so she was mad at her mum and upset about that. It wasn't a good day at all. She was trying to calm down. That's why she was pacing. She was pacing on one of her rugs in her bedroom that was really long and fluffy, and it always felt nice when she walked on it barefoot. But today, it wasn't helping. Today, she was just angry. She turned around and kicked her bed, and she hurt her foot, and that made her angry. So now she was rolling around on the floor, holding her foot, almost screaming with anger. She wanted to punch something and kick something and scream at the top of her lungs. It was like this energy, a burning, horrible energy inside of her body that was making her feel like she was on the verge of a raging explosion. It was hot, literally. She could feel it bubbling and burning inside of her. And she really didn't like it. But she didn't know how to get it out. She didn't know what to do with herself. And it wasn't going away. It felt prickly and uncomfortable. And she wanted to just like punch out her arms and throw it out of her body and say, "Get out, go away." The anger felt like something was taking over her. She pulled out the chair that was next to her desk, the dresser where she sat when she was getting ready in the morning, and she slumped down really heavily into the chair. She opened up her jewelry box really quickly and it smashed on the mirror behind it. At first, she was really worried that she broke the mirror. It didn't break, but it made a loud bang. And even that made her angry. She grabbed a hold of her earrings, the special, magical earrings. The ones that when she wore them, they took her to Mumbo Forest. She was really rough with them, trying to get them in her ears as fast as she could. She didn't know why she wanted to go to Mumbo Forest, but she wanted to go somewhere. She wanted to get the heck out of her bedroom. Just get out of her world. That's exactly how she felt. She wanted to just escape her body and escape her world. In that moment, Mumbo Forest seemed like the answer. She closed her eyes and tried to stay still. She felt the tingling sensation in her fingertips. But it was really hard to detect at first because she felt like she was tingling already everywhere. The rage that was running through her veins felt so uncomfortable and itchy and irritating. But she did get that mild tingling sensation in her fingers that she needed. The confirmation that she was transforming somehow, that the magic was working. Her nose itched, and today it bugged her. and she reached up and rubbed it really hard, and that hurt her nose. And then she was angry about that. And as she was blowing, the veil popped up there in her mind. The curtain that divided the two worlds. Her world and Moonbow Forest. She didn't pause. She didn't take a breath. She didn't take her time. She didn't do any of the things that she normally did. She pulled back the curtain quite aggressively and jumped through. Get me out of here, she thought. What Stephanie jumped into was a world of black and white and grey. Hundreds of different types of grey, but they were all grey. She looked down at the grass below, the grass that was normally soft, with a slight prickle to it, that was always really rich and full and green and luscious and just felt so good under her feet. Today it was grey and dry, and it kind of just crumbled underneath the weight of her body. She took a big deep breath, a gasp almost. Oh no, she thought. And as she looked around, she could see the trees there in front of her, but they weren't brown and they weren't chocolate trunks. They weren't gorgeous chocolate mint leaves or peppermint or spearmint or just lime green flavored chocolate leaves. They weren't any of those beautiful things that they normally were. They were grey and dead looking. All of Moonbow Forest was grey and black and white. There wasn't a single unicorn. She couldn't see anything moving. No life. Nothing. She started to walk forward, and the normal beautiful smells that she got, the aromas from all the different things that you can eat there, she couldn't smell anything. She stopped. She was in shock. Tears came to her eyes. Tears of sadness and frustration and just everything horrible in the world seemed to be all happening right now in this moment. Her Moonbow Forest was not her Moonbow Forest. It was like the end of the world or something. Something had come and taken over Moonbow Forest and killed all of it. What if this is the end? What if? The tears that were in her eyes welled even more and then ran down her cheeks. She shouted out Luna's name. The ground didn't make any rustling sounds. The trees didn't part for a bunch of unicorns with friendly, smiling faces to come through. Nothing happened. It was just still and quiet. And dead. She started running through the trees, thinking maybe it was just this part of Moonbow Forest. Maybe when she got to Pizza Mountain, maybe when she got to Strawberry Milkshake Lake, maybe when she got to cupcakes and all of the different wonderful things that they had in the flower arrangement that were all made of flowers that all tasted like cupcakes, and maybe and maybe and maybe and maybe. But the further she ran, the more it just looked the same. Black and grey. Dark and dingy. She stopped and fell to the ground She buried her head in her knees and started to cry. And when she started to cry, she really, really cried. She sobbed hard. Her shoulders were moving up and down, and she was crying into her pajama bottoms that she was wearing when she came through the veil. Her face was all red and wet, and there was snot coming out of her nose. It was one of those cries that was so hard. Her crying was so, so hard and loud. She sobbed. And as she sobbed, she felt all the anger leaving her body. She felt the anger being released through the energy of her tears. She lifted up her t-shirt and blew her nose on it. She didn't have any tissues. T-shirt's good for that sometimes, she thought. And then she laughed to herself and realized that if her mum saw her do that, she would have got into trouble even more. But no one was there. And her t-shirt was soft and it felt like a Kleenex. And no one was there to see. She took a big deep breath and calmed herself down and realized that she did feel so much better after that good cry. The sky was full of clouds, some white, some grey, some really dark grey. A medium coloured grey cloud started to move down from the sky. It kind of settled there in front of her. For some reason, some strange, intuitive reason, she felt like she needed to get on the cloud, like it was coming to take her somewhere. So she did that. She stood up. She stepped onto the cloud that felt quite solid underneath her feet. She sat down on it as if it was like a magic carpet. And it started to rise back up towards the sky. The cloud didn't say anything to her. It wasn't like a friendly animal or anything. It was just a grey rain cloud. But she felt comfortable on it. She felt safe. The cloud floated Stephanie up towards the sky, higher and higher and higher. It moved in and through and around different clouds, as if it knew it was going somewhere. It was on a journey, and it knew where it was taking her. It felt like maybe 5-10 minutes of this, just traveling through the sky. And during that time, Stephanie's body got more and more relaxed. She felt more and more like her normal self. Like all of the anger, the frustration, that burning, horrible energy in her body had left. She felt calm and peaceful once again. Not happy yet, but, you know, definitely more like her normal self. The grey cloud that she was travelling on moved up into the middle of a big, big, enormous, white, fluffy cloud. And as they travelled through the white cloud, everything went white. That's when Stephanie noticed that she could smell coconut. That was the first smell that she smelled there, that journey. Coconut. She could smell coconut. She could definitely smell coconut. She was sniffing really strong. Yes? Yep. Nope. That's definitely coconut. She reached out, trying to grab the white, smoky air around her. She managed to cup with both hands a handful of the white cloud smoke, and she brought it up to her face, and she breathed in deep, and it was like she was breathing in coconut-flavored oxygen. And it smelt sweet. And when she breathed it in through her nose, she also opened her mouth and she could taste it. It tasted like coconut. Coconut cloud. And then the cloud got really, really bright, as if someone was shining the sun into the cloud. And she had to squint a little bit with her eyes until her eyes adjusted to the light. And it got brighter, and it seemed to get even brighter. And then the white cloud started to turn into colours. At first she saw lime green, and then she saw frog green, and then she saw lavender purple, and then she saw sky blue. So many different colours all around her in the smoky white cloud that just was changing and shifting as if she was flying through these different colours. And then all of a sudden the grey cloud that she was travelling on stopped. And the white cloud, the mist, the smoke that was all around her started to fade away and part, as if it was going to show her something there in front of her face. There in front of her face was Luna, and about 10 other unicorns all stood at what looked like the top part of a rainbow. Luna bowed her head and rested her forehead on Stephanie's forehead. "Welcome, my friend," she said. Stephanie reached her arms out and grabbed a hold of Luna's neck and hugged her really tight. And Luna could tell that Stephanie really needed a hug. Luna said, "Was a bad day, right?" Stephanie didn't say anything. She just squeezed really tight and nodded her head. Luna said, "It's all okay now. You're okay now. That means Mumbo Forest is okay now. That means we can have some fun." Stephanie pulled away and looked at Luna. She stared deep into her eyes and got all frantic and upset for a second and said, "But what happened? Why was everything so grey and dead? It was awful, Luna, it was awful." Luna said, "It was just an expression of how you felt inside, my dear. Bringing all that anger with you to Mumbo Forest. Mumbo Forest could not be the same when you're like that. You had to shift through it. You had to transform it. You had to release it. And that's exactly what you did when you had a good cry. Now, Mumbo Forest can look exactly how it always looks just for you. It can't be the same when you bring a negative energy like anger into it. It changes the energetical polarity of our space when you're not good." Stephanie was a bit confused, but she did understand. She thought she understood. She thought that what Luna was saying was, you can't come to Mumbo Forest angry like that because it changes the structure and the formation of Mumbo Forest. It was like all of Stephanie's energy, that anger, that negativity, made everything die and turn black. No one was blaming her. But then no one could also be around her. She needed to change her energetical self so that she could see Moonbow Forest the way she always did. She got it. She understood. She took a big deep breath and then said to Luna, "What are we doing up here?" Luna said, "Oh, it's just time for some fun. Every single color here in this rainbow is whatever flavor you want it to be. So as we go for a nice ride down this other side of the rainbow, you can eat to your delight." "Ooh," she said. "Ooh, can my yellow be pineapple?" "Of course," said Luna. "Can the pink actually be raspberry, not strawberry?" "Of course," said Luna. "Like I said, these colors are whatever flavor you want, and they taste just like whipped cream. Flavored, of course, by whatever flavor you desire. Are you ready to go down?" All the unicorns got prepared. They all lined up. Stephanie stood next to Luna, right there in the middle. And then they all sat down on their bums and started to slide down the ginormous rainbow. Stephanie kept going from one side of the rainbow to the other, following suit to what all the unicorns were doing. And as she slid from one side, from one color, to the next color, to the next color, she would reach down and grab a handful of the whipped cream that tasted however she wanted it to taste. She had it all over her face. It was so much fun. The rainbow seemed to go down and down and down for the longest time. But the more she went down it, the more she felt happy. It was like it was filling her with joy. From the outside, pouring in with all the different colors and flavors, filling her up with all of this newfound happiness. When they all finally got to the bottom of the rainbow, they landed in a big pool of Skittles. Yep, Skittles. Full. All the different colors, all the different flavors. She was swimming around in them for a bit. It was such a weird sensation, like swimming around in one of those ball pits, but the balls were tiny, tiny little Skittle size. Stephanie stayed there for a while and ate as much as she could. She felt so much better. She felt that much better that she actually found herself back home lying in her bed. Back on the other side of the veil. "Thank goodness for Moonbow Forest," she thought to herself. "What would I do without the place?" And then Stephanie pulled her soft, fluffy blanket up around herself, rolled over onto her side, and fell fast asleep. The end.